using the short sale addendum. Breaking it down. What are short sales? A short sale is the sale of secured real property that produces less money than the seller owes to the lender. In the case of a short sale, the lender agrees to release its lien on the property, allowing the borrower to sell it to someone else. Sellers who opt for short sales are often in financial distress. They are behind on their mortgage payments and may have incurred liens on the property for outstanding taxes and HOA fees. A short sale helps the borrower avoid foreclosure. A common misconception is that a bank will approve a short sale based solely on the fact that the owner is upside down on the mortgage. Generally speaking, property owners who wish to get out from under their mortgages must prove financial hardship to the lien holder. If they owe more than the property is worth, but have money to keep making payments, the bank may not approve a short sale because it does not want to take a loss on the property. If an owner is behind on payments and dangerously close to foreclosure, the bank may agree to a short sale and take the loss on the property. Banks generally do not want to incur the time and expense of foreclosure. They also do not want to pay for ongoing property maintenance while the property sits vacant. Overview of the short sale addendum. The short sale addendum, TREC contract number 45-2, is a concise yet detailed document with several provisions worth knowing in the event a transaction involves a short sale. We'll break down each section of the document and what their importance below. Section by section analysis. Select each tab below to learn more about each paragraph of TREC's short sale addendum. Paragraph A. Bullet. The addendum defines short sale and states that the seller must obtain the consent and agreement of the bank or lien holders. Bullet. The phrase consent and agreement means the bank consents to the short sale of the property and agrees to the terms of the contract. Bullet. The lien holder must also agree to release the owner's lien against the property for the purchaser. Bullet. The seller must have the bank's consent to sell the property as a short sale. Bullet. Unlike a foreclosure, the bank is not selling the property. The homeowner still owns it and lists it with an agent. However, in a short sale situation, the bank has the authority to approve or decline an offer since it will take the loss. Bullet. The bank will order a valuation, usually a broker's price opinion, or BPO, to determine how much it will require to sell the property. Bullet. The bank does not want to incur a huge loss, so in most cases it will reject offers well below the appraisal. Paragraph B. Bullet. The addendum defines seller's net proceeds. Bullet. Please note that the seller's net proceeds will not be enough to pay off the remaining balance of the seller's mortgage. Bullet. If they were, it would be a traditional sale, not a short sale. Paragraph C. Bullet. The contract is contingent on the lien holder's consent and agreement. Bullet. The lien holder may decide to reject the offer if it is too low. Bullet. Please understand that the contract becomes effective at execution. It is a binding contract between the buyer and the seller, which is contingent or subject to the lender's agreement. Bullet. By signing the contract, the buyer is obligated to deposit the earnest money with the title company within 3 days of the effective date, just like a regular sale. Bullet. If there is an option period, it begins as specified in the contract, and the buyer must pay the option fee. Paragraph D. Bullet. the agent indicates the date for the seller to notify the buyer that he or she has obtained the lien holder's consent and agreement to the contract. Bullet. If the seller fails to provide it, the contract will terminate and the buyer gets the earnest money back. Bullet. There is no guarantee that the lien holder will agree to the terms of the contract. Paragraph E. Bullet. If the lien holder rejects the offer or withdraws its consent before closing and funding, the contract terminates and the buyer gets his or her earnest money back. Paragraph F. Bullet. If the buyer has a termination option, then it begins on the new effective date of the contract. Bullet. If the seller gives notice of the lien holder's consent and agreement, satisfying the contingency, the option period resets after the amended effective date, ending within the specified number of days in paragraph 5b. Bullet. During this time, the buyer has the unrestricted right to terminate the contract. Paragraph G. Bullet. Time is of the essence, meaning that the parties must comply with the contractual timeframes for performance. Paragraph H. Bullet. The seller gives the lien holders the authority to provide the buyer or buyer's agent with information relating to the request for consent and agreement. Paragraph 1. Bullet. If the seller has more than one loan on the property, the addendum applies to each lien holder. Example of effective dates. An agent entered a date into paragraph D, giving the seller 10 days to notify the buyer of the lien, holder's consent and agreement. If by the 11th day there is still no word from the seller, the contract terminates. In other words, the buyer no longer has a contract with the seller because the contingency for the lien holder's consent was not satisfied. However, if the seller provides the lien holder's consent within the specified time frame, the date the seller provides the notice to the buyer becomes the new effective date, amended effective date. Both parties must perform their remaining obligations based on the amended effective date. Agents may want to tell their buyers to wait until they receive the lien holder's consent and acceptance to begin inspections. A buyer does not need to pay for an inspection, only to discover that the bank has rejected their offer. Using the short sale addendum. Short sales can be quick and painless, taking 30 to 45 days to close, or they can take up to a year or more for the deal to close. Since the bank and not the seller accepts an offer, the process can drag on indeterminately. Unlike a seller who may have a few offers on their property to review, a bank has hundreds, maybe thousands of offers on different short sale properties to review. The reality is that the bank often cannot review an offer before it expires. Because short sales can be unpredictable and lengthy, many agents do not want to work on them. The key is working with a listing agent with experience in short sales. The listing agent must understand how to work with the banks to get them to review the offer and move the process along more quickly. Brokerages specializing in short sales have a short sale package for sellers to complete, containing all of the documents they need to sign to get the process moving. The offer works the same way as a traditional residential purchase agreement. The agent writes up the offer, submitting the short sale addendum with the contract. The buyer's agent must protect the purchaser by properly completing and submitting the addendum. Keep track of deadlines, especially that of paragraph D of the short sale addendum. Ensure that your client understands that if the time frame expires, there is no contract. The seller is then free to enter into another contract with a different buyer. As with any other listing, the seller's agent can continue to market the property and review other offers. Often there is a backup contract waiting in the wings. If the deadline is quickly approaching, the agent can submit an amendment to extend it if the buyer would like to. Many buyers, especially investors, believe purchasing a short sale is like walking into instant equity. While this can be true, it is not universally the case. Many properties require extensive repairs because the seller either does not have the money to maintain the property or no longer lives there. The seller will not pay for repairs because if they are short selling the property, they probably do not have the funds to do so. In some markets, short sale prices are close to regular, non-short sale listings. It depends on the market and the listing agent's experience and expertise in negotiating with the bank and keeping the buyer's agent in the loop. Those focused on purchasing a short sale may employ the strategy of writing multiple offers on different short sale listings. They do this because they believe the time frame for the contingency for lien holders' consent and agreement will run out before the bank reviews their offer, or they believe that the bank will reject it outright. While it is true that many contracts on short sales do not make it to the closing table, buyers must understand that each time they enter into a contract with a seller, it is a legally binding contract. Submitting offers on multiple short sales is a risky business. Imagine if, by some chance, the bank accepted three of the buyer's contracts on different properties. The buyer is now committed to purchasing all three properties. What a mess! Hopefully, the buyer's agent filled in paragraphs 5A and 5B of the contracts correctly, so the buyer can choose the property they want and exercise their termination options on the other two,